Thank you, Ms. Mary.
Appreciate that.
Always got a humble.
Hey, thanks.
Well, the Babylon Bee is a satirical newspaper that Christians put out, and they poke fun at Christians and the culture. I read of a recent bombshell report indicated that local parents, this was in the Babylon Bee, Jeff and Cynthia Payton, may have bribed their children, Jenna and Aiden, to smile for this year's Christmas photo. An audio recording of the photo shoot earlier this year was leaked to the press, and it seems to confirm the parents resorted to blatant, wanton bribery to elicit the desired expression from their kids. "Look, just smile for the picture, and you'll get whatever you want," said Jeff Payton on the leaked tape. "You want the new mine build, or Fort Dig game, or whatever it's called? You got it. Candy piles up. Smile for just 3 seconds. And you'll have the world." The parents also reportedly resorted to straight-up threats, suggesting they would withhold dinner and screen time until their demands were met. "We're dealing with a definite quid pro quo here," said one investigator. "The parents clearly dangled the offer of a trip to Chuck E. Cheese's over the kids' heads just to get that two-second-long smile for this year's Christmas card." Yes, I'm so glad to hear there's other parents that do this. That was what was encouraging to me. Although 2 seconds sounds like a really long time, does it not, to get your kids to smile? Hey, expectant parents have difficulty, though, finding names for their kids, don't they? Baby names are a whole other kettle of fish now. It's really changed. All kinds of names out there. And parents must consider how each name sounds with the last name. Whether they want to use a family name or whether the trendy name will be trendy when the kids are in junior high. Many parents want the name to be as special as their child. Celebrities are often good at this. You remember Frank Zappa named his daughter Moon Unit and his son Dweezil. Dweezil's actual name is Ian Donald Calvin Euclid. Gwyneth Paltrow named her daughter, anybody know this? Apple. And Beyonce and Jay-Z gave their daughter the name Blue Ivy. And Alicia Silverstone named her son Bear Blue, B-L-U. It's a little crazy with this name thing. Now, here's some names. You get this, you get the toaster oven. Who was Marion Mitchell Morrison? There it is. There, the toaster oven. It's over somewhere. John has it somewhere. I'm not sure where, but thank you, Lee. Peter Hernandez, a recent Super Bowl halftime performer. Bruno Mars. Yeah, would you go to hear Peter Hernandez or Bruno Mars? Bruno. How about this one? This one I can only say. Ilyana Vasilyevna Mironov, an Academy Award actress. Helen Mirren. I said, yeah, what? Huh? I don't know. All right, you'll like this one for you rockers out there. Reginald Dwight. Rockettown.
Yep.
There you go. Kathy got it. And Robert Zimmerman. Bob Dylan. We should know that. In the Bible, some names are very interesting. Isaac. What does Isaac mean? Anybody? He laughs, right, because they laughed when they said they would have, when God told them they'd have a son. Jacob means the one who wrestles with God. His name was changed to Israel, which means one who wrestles with God after wrestling the whole night with the angel of the Lord. Jesus called his apostle Simon, Peter, the rock. And Joseph and Mary, they didn't have to come up with a name, did they? Angel of the Lord told them, "You'll name him Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." But what about Joseph and Mary's name? This is a little bit interesting. Can we learn anything from their names? Joseph, the Hebrew root, indicates it's he will add or God increases. I like that. He will add or God increases. Now, Joseph showed God's increases in his personal life. He could have sent Mary away privately. All he had to say three times, all he had to do was just say, you're out of here, and send him away. Didn't even need a certificate of divorce. Why? Because she obviously committed adultery. So he didn't need a certificate of divorce to do that. But, or he could have gotten a certificate of divorce and gotten his ketubah back. He had to pay money to marry her. He could have gotten that all refunded, but it would have set her up for poverty. So he didn't do any of that. He was considered a just and a righteous man by the Lord, but he was thinking about it. But he stayed with her, right? An angel of the Lord shows up. He could disobey, but he doesn't. The Lord increases in his life, does he not? Because he wants to go. He thinks he should go. In fact, under Roman law, Jewish law, if a woman was found to have committed adultery before marriage, because being engaged was like being married, they were pledged to each other, they had to divorce their fiancé, so to speak. So he stays with her. She gives birth. They name him Jesus. They flee to Egypt. They go back to where the Lord, when the Lord tells them to. And he always showed, allowed God, rather, to work in his life, to add to his life. So his name's rather appropriate. Now, Mary's a little bit interesting. And we got to ask the question with Joseph, is he increasing in your life and my life? Is God's activity increasing in your life and in my life? Am I allowing the Lord to move in my life, to change me, to do things in my life? Joseph trusted God, knew best, even when things looked bleak. God's presence, power, purpose, and plan were always increasing in Joseph's life. But I'll tell you, that's what's so wonderful about confession and communion. And I often think it's wonderful that I get to take communion twice every Sunday, because I need it twice as much as anybody else, that's for sure. But Mary's name is a little more difficult. It means cherished one or beloved, but that's in the Egyptian root. But in the Hebrew root, it has an idea of rebellion. Now, that doesn't make sense, right? Because she wasn't rebellious. Remember in Luke 1:47, she says, I rejoice in God, my Savior. Now, she's about 13 years of age. And here the Holy Spirit comes upon her. She's with child. And we don't see her as rebellious. Maybe the idea of rebellious has this idea of strength. She was a strong gal. Think about it. She had to go against the grain, did she not? I mean, she had to be tough. She had to be strong. We don't ever read that she wasn't thinking of giving birth to the Savior. Aren't we glad that she didn't think about ending the Savior's life in the womb? We think, well, that couldn't have happened then. From my studies, cultures from the beginning of time have aborted infants. So I think it was a possibility. And I think the devil, because the devil tempted Jesus, right, to not be the Messiah who would die on the cross to pay for our sins, you know, change the stones into bread, jump off the temple, the angels will catch you, and all that, you know, become the Messiah without really going on to the cross. I'm thinking he probably tempted Mary. Why don't you end her life, end the life of the Savior? Why don't you get rid of him? But she didn't. And aren't we glad? Aren't we glad she had that strength? She goes, she gives birth in a manger, and then she goes to Egypt, and she comes back, and a wonderful mother. And so she was strong. And just remember, 13 years of age. 13. She is both the favored one of God and maybe a little rebellious or feisty, tough, strong. So even though she submitted to God's rule and reign in her life, she still had to be tough to handle all that was happening to her. She had to follow her inner voice, God's promptings, to follow his will and not her own. She had to have a tremendous amount of courage to get out of Dodge, Bethlehem, and head to Egypt. And possibly maybe being a little rebellious allowed her to think out of the box and accept God's will for her life, even though the consequences could be dire. She could have a life of poverty. She could have been out there never to marry again. Because when women were put away without a certificate of divorce, they were consigned to a life of poverty. They'd wander around. Families would reject them as well. And she was going through with this pregnancy for sure. She allowed herself to be used by God however he wanted to. And I have to ask us, do you and I allow God to use us however he wants to? None of us naturally allow God to do that, to increase in our lives as Joseph did, or to use us any way he wants as Mary did. We all fare miserably to open ourselves to God's work and will in our lives. We say with Paul in Romans 7, that what I want to do, I don't do, and that what I don't want to do, I do. And we just do that. I remember in my senior year at Holy Cross, my roommate Bob Fredericks, the summer before our senior year, Bob had worked at a fast food restaurant, and a girl there led him to Christ. He received Christ as his Savior. And so he gave me a book to read, and he started talking to me about Jesus, because I wasn't following the Lord at that point in time. I was searching, going to Mass, and just reading the Bible here and there. And one night, I remember a Sunday night, I was heading to the library to do some studying, and I let out an expletive with the name of the Lord Jesus Christ in it. And Bobby looked at me and he said, "Don't you talk about my Savior like that." Whoa. Pulled me up short. And we're still friends. We talked recently. He's a great guy, and I thank God for him that he led me to the Lord. You see, we all sin in many ways, don't we? We treat his name with disdain. That's what I was doing back then. Sometimes we do treat his name with disdain. We've all done it. And we take his name in vain. But we shall call his name Jesus, for he shall forgive his people from their sins. Did Jesus live up to his name? Yes, he did. Because of God's great love for us, God sent his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to satisfy his wrath, to pay the penalty for our sins. God set it up that without the shedding of blood, there's no forgiveness of sins. He set up the Old Testament sacrificial system as a picture of what it would take to satisfy God's wrath against our sin. But the blood of bulls and goats could never take away our sins for all eternity, because those animals did not voluntarily lay their lives down. They were not perfect. They were not eternal. But the Lord Jesus Christ is here in his love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the atonement, the satisfaction, the propitiation for our sins. It's only because of him, his sinless life, his death, burial, and resurrection, that our sins are forgiven. But Matthew says that all this happened as fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecy in Isaiah 7:14. "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which means God with us. I've told you this before, El for God, Emmanuel with us. But maybe this Advent you don't feel like he's with you at all. Like he's not Emmanuel, but he is. He told the disciples, you remember in John's gospel, "I will not leave you as orphans, but it's better that I leave and send the Holy Spirit, who will eventually indwell you, who will guide you, lead you, direct you, comfort you. Much better for you." And he does that. If you're a baptized believer, he adopted you into his family and gave you the Holy Spirit in the waters of your baptism. He promised in Matthew 28, when he gave the Great Commission, you know, go into all the world, preach the gospel, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I've commanded you, and lo, I will be with you always, even to the end of the age. He indwells us through his Spirit. He will never leave us nor forsake us, Hebrews 13:5 tells us. So he's promised this to us. But maybe we haven't let the Lord increase in our lives like Joseph did, or be willing to let the Lord use us however he wants to, as Mary did. The good news is we have forgiveness in Christ. All we need to do is confess our sins, saying the same thing that God says, call it sin, and the blood of Jesus Christ keeps on cleansing us. It's present tense. In the Greek, that means continuously. Keeps on cleansing us from all sin. There's a blood that leaves no stain. A blood that keeps on cleansing us from sin. And that's the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ that he shed for you and for me. Now, out of gratitude for God forgiving us for Jesus' sake, we can ask the Lord to increase in our lives through the Holy Spirit, using God's word and sacrament, and help us to be opened out however he wants to use us. As Advent concludes and Christmas Day arrives, may we share the love of Christ with others out of love for him and love for them. The night the Titanic sank in 1912 on April 14th, 1,528 people went into the frigid waters. Reverend John Harper, after putting his daughter into a lifeboat, was seen swimming all over the place, attempting to lead people to the Lord Jesus Christ. He swam up on one young man who had held on to some driftwood there, and he attempted to lead him to Christ. He said, "Are you saved?" And the boy said, "No." And he tried to talk to him about Jesus, and the guy says, "I don't want Jesus." Harper took off his life vest and gave it to the boy and said, "Here, you need this more than I do." He went around to other people attempting to lead them to Christ, came back to the boy, and eventually did lead him to Christ. But as the water was so frigid, the last thing that Reverend Harper could say just before he went under was, "Believe in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved." 4 years later, at a survivor's meeting, there were only six people who survived. One of those survivors was the boy that he led to the Lord Jesus Christ. And that boy was in tears for how Reverend Harper gave him his life vest and led him to Christ. John Harper loved and believed in the Lord, and in his last comments on earth, he wanted others to believe in Jesus too. Like Reverend Harper, may we share with others the wonderful love of God, because Emmanuel, God is with us. Jesus has come to save everyone from their sins. What's in a name? The name of Jesus. Righteousness, holiness, wisdom, justification, sanctification, adoption, the way, the truth, the life, the bread of life, the vine, the door, the good shepherd, mighty God, wonderful counselor, Prince of Peace, everlasting Father, forgiveness of sins, resurrection, eternal life, the love of God. What's in the name? And all God's people said. Amen.